Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
And hello, welcome to the show, Wabs. I'm not at all, you know, been invited out for, you know, adult beverages at 4 p.m. and it's currently 3:17.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. This totally isn't my fault. That's don't worry about it.
No, it's fine, because you know what? I fully believed when you told me, like when I didn't see that you were on at the time that we had said, I'm like, oh, I definitely misheard it. You know, it was like 3:30 or something, right? Or like, I was like, okay, yeah. Oh, whatever. So be it.
Nope, not at all. I said 2:30.
It's okay. We will record a 45-minute show minimum, okay? That will happen.
Yes. You're getting what you're here for.
But that's what you're getting this week. All right, you got the bonus. You got the French episode. Yeah, by the way, we're not turning. Sorry. Bonjour. Comment ça?
Oui.
Our show is French. Is that the joke? Anyway, you're getting exactly the 45 minutes, and that's all you're getting.
But we promised, and then no more rants further. We're hard cut.
No, I don't. It's hard cut. All right, there might not even. You know what? Let's get the patrons shouted out and your homework week done now, because when 45 minutes hit, we cut off. All right, no matter what is being said. All right.
Okay.
Does it even show you how much time has passed on your end of things here?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, even better. I will not tell you, Abs. I'm going
to put something over that just to make sure that I don't know.
Yeah.
To let that meme go. There we go.
There it is. Perfect. We set up our late game chokes here. You know what I mean? This is great. Okay, so let's thank our patrons, which, as you know, Wabs knows, I definitely have in front of me currently.
Mm-hmm. You absolutely have an open list that is fully
and I'm not
set
scrambling
up and
into actual Patreon and making sure we have the right filter, because we talked
there's
about
no way
this.
That you would do that.
Yeah. It needs to be active. That's the word. All right. Uh-huh. Can we thank Zodiac 22? Too much space moving up to the $10 tier. So I'm interested to see what Too Much Space has to offer for us for the what he wants on the Rob and Kyle show. He'll be next up. Mm-hmm. Then we got Chaos Maker with Space Bear. We got Frank. We got Awesomeness. We got Digital Toast. We got Paint. We got Rook. And we got Mike Youngslug. There you go. Have a good mm-hmm, I hope mm-hmm. Hope you enjoy
no time
that.
For additional rambles, always time for Aruk's name.
there will be time for additional rambles. It just at a certain point today during this show, it will be cut. I like how we've now created the narrative for the whole show.
Where we're rushing the entire way through.
We're rushing the whole entire time, but we're also taking like 50 minutes to ramble.
This is a super serious, no fun break.
And not at all. First thing I want to talk about is currently as we're recording this, so this is a Thursday. Oh, by the way, there was a giant storm yesterday. That's why the recording is out later today. Not that I would apologize for recording normally being late, but this one specifically was because we were actually planning to record it yesterday and release it yesterday, but power literally went out as we were talking. So let's just rant about that for another 10 minutes. No, I want to talk about what's literally happening right now. So round one is mm-hmm. happening. It's FaZe Clan against G1.
Yep. Did you see what just happened? While you were about to transition over?
I just need you to know that I cannot be I cannot be watching the Twitch stream and be recording because one of them is going to die. All right. Like it,
okay,
one or the other is going to stop. So I am just looking at Liquipedia here. All right.
Okay. I'll keep you updated. And what I did want to see if you saw there was that I think it was Dorito and Mark by Eight. It might have been Atomic, but two of the people that were on G1 got into a team rule one and then broke it. They broke the team rule one. So I don't know. It's kind of sus, kind of cringe, gotta say. they should have held it, been honorable, taking the L.
Taking the L. Okay, so let's talk about this here. It looks like we have G1 right now currently beating FaZe, although FaZe has won the third game in OT, so maybe this is a comeback, maybe it's a turnaround. Mm-hmm. But I believe, who do we have going through the first round here? Is G1 and FaZe?
Originally, G2 and G1.
Okay, it is G2. It is the G supremacy.
I think it was the two G's.
Yeah, GG. So we're gonna. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks so far. Predictions are going well there.
Very serious groups, predictions that we don't have to rechange at all.
Which episode was it? Let's just confirm the episode. So for everyone who wants the best breakdown and preview to. The RLCS tournament here, the Winter Major. You are gonna go, all right, to Rocket
four
League.
Episodes ago? Three episodes.
Episode 211, titled "The Only Correct Esports Tier List Revealed." So you can go into the podcast app and you can go listen to that full breakdown with the twists and turns and. Go do that now so you don't get spoiled, because we're going to spoil the results of our predictions soon. And you're like, why would I not want to be spoiled? You know, like, you're like, why would I care if you spoil the predictions?
You're here for spoilers. You don't want to be spoiled the results of that.
No, trust. All right. The storyline is incredible in that episode. Trust. Yeah. So
best anime endings of all time. Honestly,
top 10 anime endings I didn't know were gonna happen that way, you know. that's what you get. So that's looking good. Team Secrets beating Ground Zero Gaming, I think we predicted that.
Not everybody predicted that.
Predicted this, okay?
Yes, we did.
We also predicted Team Liquid. Actually, no, did we end up going Team Liquid Gladiators?
I think we went Team Liquid Gladiators because of the horses.
Okay, we were originally going to choose Team... Sorry, listen to that episode and you'll
Ground
actually...
Zero for sure.
Yeah. But Gaming Gladiators, for reasons explained on that 211 show, you can go listen. They were making out of this group. But Team Liquid going strong. So, you know, a horse is better than a gladiator. We can't confirm. For more of that. Go to that episode. Okay, I'll stop making jokes about that episode.
Okay.
Time. That being said, time for spoilers for that episode. Okay.
Yes, it's time for spoilers. We're going
time for spoilers. Yeah. That's why
things.
I talked so much. I hyped it up. People go watch it or go listen to it.
Give them time to press the pause button.
Yeah. Pause. Go watch that whole thing. Come back. Your podcast apps are pretty good. They probably like pause the episode for you, and you're ready to go. Mm-hmm. All right. So. We had number 1-2 at the end, by the end, I believe, actually 1-2-3, I believe, was G2 first, Dignitas second, and Complexity after that.
No, it wasn't Complexity. Complexity was in the semifinals. I'm pretty sure Complexity, it was Gladiators.
I think, but then we chose the dust over the... The Gladiator? I'm not sure. Anyway, Gladiators. Okay, Gladiators, I'm going to call right now not happening, okay? Complexity.
We know that
but
much.
Let's just call it, all right, G2 Dignitas Complexity top three, okay?
Yes.
What's the word? Well, that's our spirit. Like, in spirit, that's what our conclusion
in
was.
In our hearts, that's what it ends up being.
Okay, so... because I think I didn't put Complexity against Game. I think I just did like a double fourth, right? So I think this technically works.
Well, it's because G2 skipped.
Oh, so
remember?
Gotcha. So Complexity would have been tied with some other. Okay, gotcha. But we'll say these three in spirit here, because Stardust can reappear and Gaming Gladiators can suffocate in the, you know, endless nothing of space. So we'll go with those three. Sure. So far we're we don't have the Dignitas games happening right now, right?
Not
they
quite
are yet. Happening later today. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see how that goes. G2 predictions.
I'm actually
bit,
really
though.
Excited for that one. I'll be okay. The G2 one is going well. It's expected. We knew this was happening. I'm really excited to watch the Dig KC one. I think that one's going to be kind of fun because that is, you know, it's what you'd expect. Like Casey's probably going to win.
Corp would be your de facto number one pick if we didn't do that thing, right?
They're going to be the de facto number one, but also Dignitas has been showing up in the EUs, and it's also just an EU matchup, so like who really cares? But still, I think that is going to be fun because KC, I think traditionally is pretty bad in groups, and we'll see if they can take advantage of that.
Can I just say, why is there three European teams in this group here?
I don't know. I was looking at that too. I don't know if I agree with the way that was seeded, but I think it's point-wise and how many points ended up happening, because the regions compete for points, I think, and then the individual teams compete for points within those regions.
Gotcha.
So I think it's all seeded somehow, and three EU teams plus Falcons ended up being in Group B.
We got some breaking news here. FaZe Clan 2-2 with G1, the 1-0 win, the comeback is here. FaZe up. They're going to FaZe through the competition. We'll see.
All right.
It's still early in the day. All right. Yeah. It's still early in the day. All right.
I want to see the commentator's curse. They're for a little bit of spoilers.
We didn't put G1. Sorry, we didn't put G1 in the top three. So by
we didn't put them in
top anymore.
No. But G2 can just skip. G2 skipped.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What happens.
Literally, as long as G2 makes it out, we're good. Okay, that's all that matters.
with the rest of the team or rest of the teams, the G2 phase, I think, is gonna it'll actually be the deciding factor, because you know probably wouldn't have guessed that G1 ends up taking over phase and winning this one. But that does make Group A super exciting. And I'm happy to see it, because then the round three, the last matches of the day are going to be FaZe and G2, and then that'll probably decide who ends up going through. Because I'm not going to assume that G1 sweeps, and even if they do, that'll still decide it.
Are you from with a little bit you've been watching here? Have you been seeing something?
I'm seeing the scoreline that you're not.
Okay, but are you seeing something? Like, why is FaZe playing? What's the comeback? What's the seed? We never do this on the podcast. We have during the action, what do you feel is happening here?
I actually haven't been looking at it closely enough because I've been
okay,
swapping
I need
back
you to look
and forth
at it
between
while
the Wikipedia.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm watching intently now. Don't worry.
Okay, so you're watching intently. He's going to give us a breakdown of this last game, and we're going to try to get to the bottom of why FaZe or why G1 wins this last game, okay? So as Wab's trying to figure that out, I just want to mention that I think we have to do these kind of predictions that we did in every time our LCS comes up, because I've never been more interested in group stage results than today. because if we can just get Dig Complexity and G2 into the next round, that's already big predictions, you know?
That is true. If we get that far, if we get enough to get most of the group stage, then I'll be happy. I don't even need all of the group stage. I just want to see a couple of them. Also, gotcha. I think after seeing thinking back and reflecting on what I did see and the little bit that I've seen now, I think that FaZe is actually getting out mechanicked.
So FaZe is getting out mechanicked, but the last two games they've been able to squeak by, right?
Yeah.
What's the score right now here?
Do you want to know?
Yeah, sure. I don't care.
It's 4-0. 4-1 now.
Bye.
First killer just got a nice little seemingly accidental misflip reset.
G1.
Ball lands on him.
Wow, so G1 just squashed that FaZe uprising there, is what you're telling me.
So far, there's the comeback for the comeback, maybe.
Oh no, how much time is there left?
Minute 43. There's time. Okay. There is time.
There is time, but the minute 43 is going to pass in real time here. Like, we're actually going to stick with this, all right? For you, the listener, uh-huh. We're going to stick with this going forward here.
Yeah, for anybody who isn't watching
this, the next games?
No, they should be relatively soon.
Oh, it looks like the Team Secret and the Team Liquid Games next. But that's the one group that we didn't have a top three finisher in.
It is the one group that we didn't have a top three finisher.
Unless we're going to have like Dark Horse Game in here.
Dark Horse Game Gladiators. Yeah.
Game in over Team Secret, we saw it coming.
We called it.
No secret. Jokes.
I do Gladiators
don't keep secrets.
What? Okay. Ground Zero, I want to know what happened with Ground Zero to Secret, because like Secret is definitely quality team. Just going back and looking over like who we would have talked about. Secret's a team that should be talked about, absolutely. But I'm surprised that Ground Zero ended up going 0-3 to that. I thought it would have been a little bit closer, 2-1 goal games, but like, I don't know. Taking it 3-0, maybe they're warming up. Maybe Secret is actually just showing up really well, or maybe we're underrating. What is it? Or maybe I'm underrating SA again, and we'll see which of the possibilities it is. Oh,
what's happening?
Something's happening. Tell us. Oh,
my favorite play.
Oh no, missed. Oh, missed. Kind of just chalked it. It's chalked. 30 shocked. Seconds left, ish. FaZe gets a goal, ends up putting it 4-2. Win kickoff, like absolutely destroy kickoff. First killer gets a full control, flicks it to backboard, open net pretty much. Missed, flies by, hits it to the far left, beans it, and probably loses the series off of that, to be honest.
And what was the final score here?
The final score with 3 seconds left is 5-2 to G1.
Wow, so G1 was able... They didn't let the reverse comeback.
Double tap.
They overcame the reverse comeback here, and they overcame the caster's curse. Unbelievable. Uh-huh. Amazing.
They did. They managed to get over so many things. So many emotional, so many spiritual things that were fighting against them. The ghosts of the game.
It's good that you brought the Captain Jack Sparrow line of dialogue in. I appreciate that.
What?
If that joke's over your head, one person
that's
laughed.
Over my head.
It's fine.
Okay.
So at the end of the first movie, like the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie,
mm-hmm.
There's like, I hope we all learn something emotionally, you know, it's like spiritually. And it just keeps going. He just like keeps using adjectives. And then he falls off, right? And then escapes on the Black Pearl. So there you go.
I give my salute to G1.
There it is. G1, G2 supremacy.
I can't believe that FaZe just lost.
We predicted.
Lost.
We said G1, G2 going through, and we know it.
We did say G1, G2 going through. That's easy. Easy prediction.
Well, this is the easiest prediction of my life. All right. I think from predictions there, if you want more of the predictions, you can go back to that show. I think we'll leave it here. If there is any update by the end of the show of another series results, perhaps the Group C results there, we shall let you know. But otherwise, I think we'll take a pause from esports here. Unless Wabs, there's something you want to say about this tournament here. This is your one chance.
Oh God, one chance. Do not miss your opportunity. who do you think is actually gonna not ignoring the others, ignoring our prior biases? Two things. One, do you think Zen is gonna pop off? And do you think the Beatles are gonna rise?
The Beatles shall rise.
Okay. Is wait it?
No, Dignitas Team Falcon is easy. Okay, continue.
Getting out.
Isn't that what we predicted? I'm pretty sure that's what we predicted. Yeah,
I think that is what we ended up predicting. Yeah.
Well, we'll see how right or wrong we are, won't we?
Actually, I think that's how it ended up. Is Zen even in right now? I'm excited to see if Zen is in, for one, because Liquipedia is not giving me an answer that I'm looking for.
A Zen answer. Here we go. Furiously typing. Wabs on Wikipedia has more APM than a RTS player. Sorry.
It's true.
I should have said the joke. A StarCraft player. You're welcome.
There we go. But who do you think is going to win? Like Zen showing up, if Zen shows up, then, what are your thoughts on that? Yeah. And then who do you think is the top one? Give me your final predictions. Not the rest, just your one.
G2.
Is it G2?
No. Okay. I'm saying my actual predictions. Yeah, all right. G2 is a valid choice. These predictions. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to tell you these predictions. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you these predictions because by saying the fake predictions, there's a better chance our real predictions are going to be true. Okay. So here are my fake predictions. Okay. I'm calling them the fake predictions, but this is my mind over heart, shall we say. I think I'm going to go Genji.
Genji?
Yeah. There's something about that team.
All right.
There is
something about that team.
Like if I were to give you my like corporate picks, it would be Genji and Carmen core final.
Yeah. You don't even have G2 in there.
I will not mention or say where I have G2.
Okay, because that's for the heart. Genji, Carmen, I think are going to be like the...
If I were to give a third and fourth, it'd be something like...
Yeah, we don't have
like...
to worry about what those are.
Basically, Team Liquid. All right, I don't know. They're my corporate boring picks. All right.
Okay. I'm wondering about the Liquid pick, because that's interesting.
Fine, not Team Liquid. Actually, thing I was thinking was Team Falcons. It was either Team Liquid or Team Falcons. But Team Falcons is also an interesting pick because I like to switch it up. All right.
I think Falcons is more interesting because they haven't been performing in things, I don't think.
I think that team's upper ceiling is like ridiculously high and they're just not showing it right now. Yeah.
The upper, absolutely, but I don't know if they're performing currently, and we'll see.
Their floor is really low. Maybe that's what's really happening.
And yeah, I do wonder about, like, I'm just even looking through all of these teams. There's a lot of possibility. The KC Genji matchup that everybody's been hyping, I hope it doesn't happen. I'm coming out here with a hot take. I hope it doesn't happen in this major because this is only a major. I want to see that wait until the end of RLCS, like end of this entire year.
Look at this fantasy booking here, man.
Yep, I'm ready for it. So I want one of those teams to lose here, and then they come back again, meet in the RLCS finals, and that is the storyline that I'm playing for.
Gotcha.
Assuming, which I think is a probably a fair assumption, that KC and Genji maintain this top performance, which would be even better because then they're maintaining top performance throughout the entire year. They're both the teams that are like coming in hot, being like, oh my God, we didn't expect necessarily either of them back in the beginning. I don't remember about KC, but Genji, absolutely not. We didn't predict them at all. And if they end up facing and it's like, you know, an amazing matchup in some random major that's right before the grand finals big thing, then that would make me sad. I don't know about everyone else, but I feel like there's a better story to be had.
Or you make it happen while both teams are good enough that it actually happens, you know?
Yeah, that's the other option, of course, but...
Hey, sometimes the semifinal is better. Final is the only way you get it, okay? You can't always figure out the group so that it's perfectly final.
It doesn't even have to be the absolute finals. Like it can be anywhere and be like, oh man, this is the real finals match. I'm okay with that.
I want the greatest stage of them all, you know?
Yeah, I want the big stage.
That's funny.
So that's what that's my big thing. I don't want that matchup to happen yet. That's my hot take.
There you go. There's your hot take. You got my serious predictions. You got WoW's hot take. And that's enough esports for today. I mean, once again, should within the time limit that we've allotted for this particular show, should a match results start coming in, we'll go back live here, you know, we'll bring it back to our live reactions. I'm also gonna say what I like. So you know how I like talking about pro wrestling, right, Wabs?
Of course.
So naturally when I'm thinking about this time limit that we've put on the show, in wrestling, like they used to always put like time limits for these wrestling matches because it gave you another way to end the match, you know what I mean, like another like element of drama essentially. It's like, oh, you can like the time can run out so no one wins.
Yeah.
And like usually like the person who's like almost winning and the other person just like is just trying to survive,
running
right?
away.
Like,
yeah,
you can tell that story, right? So, that's yeah. I just thought of that. You know, we've added another element to our podcast of it suddenly ending. You know, if anyone wants to play along, they should really not look at any point at the length of this episode, which they looked at
I'm not.
When they clicked play. no, I actually did want to talk about some one thing. I did play some Rocket League. Recently I played one competitive game which was absolutely terrible. Actually no, two. I played two competitive nice. games. Went 1-1, still got it.
Okay,
with terrible internet. But I did some other things. What did I do if I wasn't playing competitive? What's your take here?
Hot read rings maps.
Wabs, that's a great hot read. Can you, by the way, if you have it too loud in the background, can you silence your game there? You're listening. Or is that a TV in the background?
That's a TV in the background. I will silence it.
Ignore everything I said. I thought it was you just being like, yes, I'm going to listen to Rocket League really loud. I hear it, though, but I don't think that it's actually picking up on your mic. So I don't know what that means. All right, Wabs?
All right.
I don't know.
We'll find out. We'll find out if people picks up.
There you go. Added bonus mini game there for you. So I want to mention rings map close. I did my tried and true air dribble, like the 8 shots, and then the flip, practice a little bit of flipper sets. But what I did is I went back to something I hadn't done in a long, long time, I did the dribble challenge.
Okay, I was wondering. That was my second guess. I wanted to take out the rings, but how did the dribble? Which?
It's Dribble Challenge 2, like the same one I've been doing for like 5 years. Okay. Yeah.
How'd it go for you? Because I also did that recently, because I was feeling
it. I only had about, like, I think I only played about 15 minutes, but like relatively good. You know what I mean? Like a lot of the things that used to be tricky, like I pretty much sped through. I think I got to about level, I think 19.
Nice.
But it was like, there's only one or two, there's actually two things that like slowed me down because I couldn't get them right. The on ramp, the Need for Speed on ramp. Do you understand that reference?
On ramp.
The half pipe where you like roll it up and then you have to air dribble and then catch it, and then it's a long way to just dribble normally. Yep. Like the only place where you can actually put the ball on the ground, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But the reason I'm calling that was a reference to I explained at some episode, I don't know when, I couldn't tell you, about the Need for Speed movie, which is the greatest movie of all time. Do you remember us talking about this?
I don't remember talking about this.
You don't need for no not Need for Speed Hot Wheels, dude.
Oh, Hot Wheels. That makes more
sense.
Do you
remember this?
Okay, now
yeah,
I'm following.
Do you remember this movie? Yes. Where they're like the main character is a skateboarder and then uses Hot Wheels World Race. There you go.
Beautiful.
They uses this his idea of a half pipe with a car because they run out of gas or something, or nitro.
Yep,
I don't
and
know.
And they have to increase the speed so that what they do is they do proper half pipe move. Oh man.
Yeah.
I remember
yeah.
talking about that now. Yep.
Yes. Anyway. So, oh yeah, so yeah, no,
you
but relatively,
with
that one? It, I a little bit it took me. It, honestly, it was one of those things where like the first time I almost got it, and then like the setup, I failed like 10 times before I got it. Like got it again.
I'm actually kind of surprised by that because you have historically practiced your first touches
air
a lot
more.
Yeah, first touch is an air dribble, so that should be one that I would it's one that I would have expected you to do a little bit better.
You know what it is? I think it's one of those things. It's like where I haven't practiced specifically that technique. Like it's like for all going off the wall, I never worry about it. But I think it's specifically like the turning the camera around to look the other way that was messing me up, and then catching, right? Like you don't really air dribble into catch. Like I didn't really fail this.
I do.
I mean, the fail the setup. It was more that the ball was flying high, and I was just a little too far to get under again, right? That was one. And then it's the one where it's just an like a backflip, like you have to backflip to get it. Like I think it's 12 or something.
Yeah, and
where the net's a little bit higher. Yeah, yep. Which is so funny because I had trouble with that. Like I tried a couple times, and then I don't know which one's the one that's like right after it, where it's just a wall, and I have no problem throwing it over the wall and catching
it. Yeah, so this is the same height. Now I have to actually do it. Oh no! And then you slide the first time. You're like, how is this so much easier?
I don't understand. Yeah,
it happens every single time that I play that. I have to do the high flick like 3 or 4 times minimum, and then the other one is just like immediate. I almost never have to redo it.
maybe there's something to like. You feel the time because the wall's in front of you, feel the timing a little better or something. I don't know.
Maybe. I think you also technically have to put it a little bit farther with the high flick.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a harder flick, but I'm just it's like if you get the technique right in both, I think you reach it. That's my point.
You know what I've been thinking about doing recently? Just
okay.
On the same topic, I kind of want to try that Lesimir's dribble challenge. See like how far I can get one? With it. Yeah, the big one. I couldn't finish it. There's no way that I could.
But you know what? With that challenge, I just feel like we're at a point now where we should probably be able to do a couple of those things. And like, I think it actually, like, you know, we talk about practice a lot, you know.
Yeah.
But this would actually, like, I think just objectively, the amount of like different skills you'd use in that one would just be so helpful.
Because I think I ended up trying it a long time ago and got to like level 8 or something, which was honestly not that bad. I remember getting to the moving gold pillars at least. I think I might have gone to that one or beat that one and then gotten stuck or something, or ran out of time to be more real. Mm-hmm. But man, that's a hard challenge. If you're like doing your dribble challenge or you want to work on dribbles and you're like, hey, I can do the dribble challenge in like 15 minutes, maybe 20. You can probably attempt the other one, see how far you can go. The Lethemir one. And it's hard, but it's fun.
Did I ever say I beat it? Because I don't even remember beating the challenge ever.
Which one? The Lethemir one?
No, the regular challenge.
The regular? I think you beat it once. I remember you being excited about beating it. I don't know if I beat it once.
I've definitely passed like level, what is it, 30?
30 is the end.
30 is the end. So I've definitely gotten to like 29. Like I've definitely been right at the end. I don't know if I actually fully passed it. Maybe that'll be my little. Yeah.
Did you ever get through the this? Okay, so I'm just gonna remind you what it is. You have to start by waiting because the building is moving towards you, and then there's an opening. Yeah, you start your triple, and then you have to hop over your little things as they're coming towards you. And then you wait, and then you go in.
I literally can't remember. I think I got to either the last or the second last one for sure at some point.
Okay.
I remember that, but I don't know if I ever actually beat it or if I'm just like, yeah, this is good enough. You know, like, let me go practice something else. Because, yeah, but maybe that will be like my little goal here because I don't have internet, right? Like, well, I don't have internet good enough to play multiplayer games.
Yeah.
This might time be my grind. Little goal here. Time to grind. No, it will not be grinding, but it will be a fun little challenge I do for myself, you know, a little bit different. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's part of why I want to do the Lethemir one, just to see what happens.
Wabs, you got any other Rocket League news? How are your games going? How's the competitive season going?
It's a struggle. It's a struggle.
What rank are you currently?
Only in C3, and that's why it's a struggle. I'm back to the point where it's like, man, I refuse to change.
You can't even be on this podcast, dude, if you're only C3. All
nope,
right,
no, nope, I shouldn't.
If you're
shouldn't,
not at least, all right, an SSL, you have no right to say anything. All right,
that's true. I have no rights to talk. I'm not allowed to. I'm done.
I mean, Lazira might not be a GC, okay?
But we all know LaFlasho
is definitely
an SSL.
Top 300 minimum. Top laner, all right? Just a tie in our pre-show for the patrons there. There you go. Uh-huh.
Wait, LaFlasho is a top laner? Oh my God. We need one of those for our tournament.
I was a top three. LaFlash. Flash? I don't know which name I use. I don't know if I used Flash to Lazira when I was playing Hearthstone, but I was a top 300 NA player.
True.
Yeah, guess what game? Speaking of games that I actually can't play with my internet, what game have I been playing with?
Have you been playing Hearthstone?
I've been playing the auto battler version.
Oh, you've been playing TFT?
The Battlegrounds. No, the Hearthstone Battlegrounds. Not TFT, but I actually I enjoy the Hearthstone version, because it's like the strat, like if you're a really good Hearthstone player, you can be really good at it, because it
wait really
it still requires you to know what normal Hearthstone works. No, okay, you're saying ew, but for me it's M plus. All right, for you it's a, but it's it. Enough, we're off topic anyway, and we know this podcast is on a tight schedule, okay? I like at this point I might even swing 40 minutes, all right, instead of 45, because I have enough of this Hearthstone slander from WoWs. We'll see.
I'll have adult drinks yet. To go and get to.
I do have adults. Well, I'm okay with being late, a little bit late, like that's fine, but how late, that's the question. It'll depend true, on how true. How WAPS makes me feel, which is a terrible way, by the way, to interpret relationships. My actions will be dictating. How dare you make me feel that way? I'm like, this is a different human being. Why are they dictating how you feel? Anyway.
Why are you blaming me?
That's what we're by the way, bad parenting. It's like, if you are a parent and you say, like, this is making me feel this way to a child.
Oh.
To a child where your sole goal is unconditional, you know, care.
Granted. Yeah. Let me put in a little caveat before.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it. You know what? This is perfect. Let's go.
This is the parenting podcast. If you're doing it to a really young kid to explain, like, oh, you shouldn't hit someone, that makes me feel bad. Like,
oh, that's a very different.
It's a very different
situation
thing,
than what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You what say, I'm like, talking about is where. A child is made to feel that the emotions mm-hmm. and the way the parent feels is the child's responsibility, because that's what happens in those situations.
Yes.
So if you as a parent, when the child understands, and you as a parent saying, like, why are you making me feel this way, or why do you keep doing this? This makes me feel like this, you know. Mm-hmm. To it, if you instead of being like. Because you can be explaining, but if you're putting it on them, then the child internalizes that they in fact
are like, the cause of that.
They now have to think about what you feel in every situation, which is not what mm-hmm. a child should be doing. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. on top of it, I would say, and this was a really good quote, that children are really, really, really good observers and really terrible interpreters. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so you have to be model very well. But also be keen on making sure they understand what you mean. Anyway, yeah. Enough of that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you your homework, because we might leave or not leave at any point. WAVS doesn't know.
We forgot to give them homework. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, I said I was going to
give it at the start.
I want you to post your time for beating the Dribble Challenge 2, or for beating Leth's,
ooh.
Or just a picture of you beating Leth Dribble Challenge, Leth's Dribble Challenge, in the Discord, in the general with no comment. Okay, so either picture of those things. You have 1 week, or well, until I'm back on the show. So maybe 2 weeks, maybe. I don't know. Okay, I haven't figured. Okay. No, 2 weeks. I think it's 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks. Post those just in general, no comment, and then I will give you a fire reaction followed by maybe a heart.
Okay. Okay. No. Maybe no a promising thumbs of down rules.
If I
right?
don't like you.
No promising of rules.
No promising what?
Of rules. Would rules be too good for this?
Oh, 100%.
Hall of Fame. Anybody that wins.
You are getting. I will give you. You know what? I'll give you. I'll give you a mm-hmm. little flash of reaction picture.
All right. I know what
for
I'm
those
doing.
Who don't know. the man, the one who should not be named. Is that the one you're doing?
No, I know. I know what I'm doing to get that picture. I'm gonna make sure I get that picture.
Okay, but let's please not cheat. I want authenticity.
No,
okay?
No cheating. No cheating.
No, just running to the end of the map and then skipping and yeah.
This is a personal growth that happens to be rewarded with a very important prize.
Yes, of La Flash a Wave or whatever, uh-huh. whatever I called it. You know, the best reaction emoji in all of Discord entertainment.
It's the Sneeko, right?
Oh, it is the Sneeko. That's the one. Sorry, we should have said the word. Ugh.
Don't worry about it.
Now they can react to their own picture with that and feel like I've given them validation. And we all know my validation, speaking of parenting, is the only validation that matters.
as is your invalidation. So that's the real one that matters.
Speaking of validation, currently Team Secret has taken the lead. So going back to our live breaking coverage here, Team Secret has taken the lead with Game and Gladiators 1-0, but it was only a 1-0 OT win. So it was a 0-0 game. So there's still hope for the Gladiators here.
Really? They only have, okay. Is Game and Gladiators,
it's close.
Like,
it's possible. All right.
Or,
I'm saying don't let your dreams be memes. Okay.
Are you saying there's a chance?
I'm saying they need the ability to tell secrets buff. They need the ride a horse buff. They need the poison buff. They need all the buffs from this group C.
They need all the buffs.
They got a blue lock, take everything from the other team and then put it into your calculations puzzle. Okay. That's what they need. Which, by the way, you still haven't watched Blue Lock, have you? I had to explain it to you. I was so hyped. I'm like, I want Wavs to watch at least the first 10 minutes of this anime. And he didn't watch it. Instead, he waited until I finally explained what Blue Lock was to him.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I have not watched it.
That's okay. That's okay. You know what I have been reading, though, just separately, real quick here? Because this is our show, and we do what we want. Uh-huh. I you know that monster series that I've like bought all the books for?
Yeah. Are you actually reading it now?
I'm on volume 7 now. So,
oh man. Okay. Okay.
I had a hard time getting back into it because I was kind of lost. Like I kept trying to like start at volume 3. Like I think I read volume 1 at least 5 times. I've read volume 1 like 5 times, so I was going to restart there. Uh-huh. So what I did is I looked up a summary of the volumes just to get an idea what was happening. But I actually am very glad I did because I think I know more about what's happening now. Like then trying to dig through my memory as I'm going, and so I actually have a cohesive plot going forward. And I don't know, they have some, it's fun. Have you read it?
No. It's something that I do know though. Like
it so far I enjoy it. I think what one thing that's kind of struck me. By the way, RNK show promo here, join the Patreon and you get more content like this.
All of these one-off random tangents, by the way, expanded to roughly an hour.
Yes, yes. There's a very, like, because I think it was written in the 90s, so there's like a Cold War backdrop to the whole show, which is really cool. So they intertwined
Cold War backdrops.
Well, it's like the amount of historical random things just thrown in is like, to me, like, it's like, it's enough that it's not just like, oh no, this is part of the story, like the era and the kind of the feeling of being in you know, East Block or West Block. It's pretty cool. I like that stuff. And the mystery is unraveling itself. It's as you get through to
number 8. It's finally starting.
No, I think I believe volumes 2, 3, 4 are the like let's pause your what's going on and let's completely like sidetrack, you know? That's kind of what I've seen. And then it like very much picks up again. Like then the main plot really starts revealing stuff. Like the things they do in I think volume 2, 3, 4, or maybe it's even 3, 4, 5, where it's like explaining this kind of backstory. You don't know how it kind of fits in. But then it starts fitting in. That's my point. Like once you hit 6, you're really like the things that they were explaining, they make more sense because it's like, oh, this is how this is all related.
Yep. It's not just random, like, hey, this is a plot point and this is a person. And let's follow them for a little bit. It's actually just working together as a cohesive whole.
Well, no, they do a lot of that. They do a lot of random person appears and we have to give their backstory. But the difference is, it's like every time a new person appears now, you can directly tie it in. Well, I think there was a couple of volumes where it was very, I don't want to say Tarantino-esque, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just there is this side story, but it's actually part of the main story type thing. And it just makes more sense.
You have no idea how. Yeah. Yep.
And I think
it's
that's
finally
maybe,
coming together.
At the end of the day, like that's why I think the recaps or the summary, like me reading the summary, is very important. Because it like it essentially made those couple of volumes more meaningful because I kind of knew what was going on more than probably the average reader would.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're actually just remembering it and you have the additional help
from the wiki people just added like some like tidbits that helped, essentially. Because it like there's a whole anyway. I'm not.
There are people
that
have read
it
like 15 times.
Anyway, so be it. Do we have any more live results? You know, this very much feels like we are a program on air stalling for time as results come in, you know. Ever been in like a you like when they do fun? Like yeah.
Team Liquid versus Ground Zero was just about to start. Like with in the next like 3 minutes max.
It hasn't started yet?
Nope, it has not started yet.
So we're just waiting for Team Secret and Gladiator results here.
Yep, which so are not being streamed.
And then we can talk about it. They're not being streamed?
They're not being
streamed.
Wild. Yep.
Well, here's well, a good kind of thing to like talk about. Actually, you've stumbled upon a grain topic. What do you prefer, the 50 mm-hmm. streams where all the games are happening at once or the one stream?
They are doing multiple streams. What happened with the Johnny Boy 1v1? Shoot, that reminded me.
Yeah, do you want to look that up while you answer this question?
I was going to watch it, but now I don't remember which day it was, which makes me very sad.
Oh, it's definitely, I think it's already happened, for sure.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday. But that was some like the Zen versus First, because, you know, they're all here. Everyone's here. And oof. So you know how it was an overtime goal in the last Secrets versus yeah. Gladiators game, and it was real close?
What's the game now?
It's 5-0. It's 5-0 Secret. 5-0 for Secret.
Game and Gladiators.
It's not looking great.
It's okay. But, believed in them, and that's what's important, okay? So yeah, all the streams at once or one stream at a time? What do you want, Wabs? What's your preferred method?
I like having... all of the streams at once available, and then like the honestly exactly what they're doing, where what they have is the main
That's
stream
a great answer,
is going
to
be the better ones, and then all of this.
Hey there, did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons, and don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.